Zodiac.
And what about it?
Louis at the state fair. Louis all covered with hair. Oh, Louis, I bet it's warm in there. Oh, Louis. Are you a girl?
Goat woman. Oh, yeah.
Are you a goat woman?
Girl.
They're uncovering the viewing dome. Hey, let me jostle in front of you. I want to get the first look.
I wish beautiful goat.
I'm not sure. She's not the goat.
She's the goat woman. Look how long and luxurious her hair.
That's not important. Just tell you. You were one of the thousand callers, and you wanted to be...
I think she's a nanny goat.
A rusher.
Hi. From the nanny goat state of social over-engineering. Utterly disgusting.
Now you, too, are part of the nanny goat state.
Government. Divided
we fall. The nanny goat state.
Too much government. Too much regulation. Too much goatish stubbornness. While bureaucrats...
Everybody wake up now. It's showtime.
Get your nanny goat out, everybody.
Taxpayers will stand every boy, every girl, and a man.
That's the most fun. I used to love listening to you guys on Pyrocat Radio driving back from Gary's in San Jose. You come over the mountain, you could hear this crispy, crackly little Pyrocat. And as you came out of the flatlands, you got a really big fat signal all the way to the city.
Oh,
and they redid their antenna way back then. And I can't wait to do the same thing when your new show starts on. Who knows what
Mr. Hill is the host that is coming Wednesday.
Oh, cool. Oh, and is it on the air?
At the same time.
Well, that is out of my hands. I hope it is. They want to put a mic in there. That's
about
fine.
Too funny. What a crew.
You
didn't say.
We'll find out later what shenanigans
say
on this other radio station are.
Yeah, well, whatever you said.
Not, it might
what you
or
said,
might
it
not be in the fullness of time while this ongoing Kate Ritchie
story. It's not really
goes.
What you say. Don't forget that. It's what you don't say that's important.
Day after Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger,
and you don't get a second chance to say what you thought you were going to say.
Shrink government.
Time.
A legislative committee unanimously
say it once, and there it is.
Dissolves a myriad of agencies.
There's no recovery.
Controls. The plan will become part of a package of solutions offered by the conference committee on the budget as an alternative to the governor's proposal.
Things fall in.
$24.3 billion budget.
And the worms fall into your boots.
June 2010.
And these are the worms that you
made
must
up
fear.
Lawmakers, both houses of the legislature, began meeting last week.
Like
Indiana's governor's budget busting proposal, and is expected to put forth
grundling and
solutions in about
around
2 weeks.
Deeper,
but in this economy, some have to suffer, and so totally thrown into the toilet
just
will be
thought it was
State
safe.
And Consumer Services Agency, Small Animal Administration, Business Transportation
something
and Housing
happened.
Agency, Health and
something
Human Services Agency,
happened.
Resources Agency, Environmental Protection
something
Agency,
that was
and Labor and
lurking there in
the
your
Office of the Secretary of Education, the ceremony
but it was
of World School, and the
obscure.
Office of Planning and Research.
By the strange workings of your inner mind.
You pay any attention to that strange man lurking in the bus station?
Because your mind is like the living universe.
Yeah, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And you know, the brain isn't just
when
in the
were
head.
We?
They tell you the brain's in the skull, but
when
the brain
are we going?
Is all
and how are we getting there?
The brain is just an organizing device, a collating.
And yet, the answers are somewhat centered on
reams of data undergo memory
shifting
and transition
of philosophical conundrums posed in such elitist
posed ways. In the new.
In the new. And in the young.
In the no.
Biology, physics,
zone.
No way.
Physics? Why then, I'll ne'er trust medicine. We had the picnic.
About Hurricane Katrina.
A special variety
Hurricane
of
Katrina
pieces.
Is back again
wanted
in
to
the
thank
news.
The coordinating committee.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back outside, Hurricane Katrina comes back.
It can't come back. That's ridiculous. Unscientific. Impossible.
Thought that it couldn't
preposterous.
Come back.
Fantastic. Unbelievable.
Hurricane Katrina rises from the dead.
It's blown itself out.
It's a zombie hurricane.
It died long
and
ago.
And now it's coming after you. You
and
thought you could leave New Orleans and move.
Sacre bleu.
Somewhere
Nope,
else. And Hurricane Katrina's shambling dead corpse is God. Following you. It's
no,
coming
the,
at
the, that was the name
you
of the
it's safe.
The wife it's of not. The guy who ran the Toonerville trolley. That her name was Katrina, and she was... No, it was Katrinka, but she was so strong she could grab miles of railway line and pull it toward
You'll
her at 60 miles an hour.
You'll think of Katrinka when you feel Katrina breathing down your neck.
I can't wait.
Can I ask you all a specific question?
Huh? What?
Okay, yes, go ahead.
How much evidence do you all have about the government using...
hallucinogenic drugs?
Oh, not necessarily that. The weather...
I was hoping he had some, maybe he wants to help us out.
Yeah, well, never mind about that.
The weather?
Basically weather what?
The you don't need a weatherman to weather these economic
satellites?
The satellites that can...
Weather is a dynamic
system. What? Now, speak up, boy, speak up.
They can create storms whenever they want to.
Okay,
so... Who are they?
Is this
all storm creating satellites? Few people
who
know about this.
The Stormbringer.
The Stormbringer satellite.
Is it Mr.
Right?
and Mrs. Stormbringer? And this is Charles Stormbringer.
This is really
this is
an underreported crime.
And this is Henry Stormbringer.
Against
Henry?
The three people.
Yes, and these are.
And I'm going to do some heavy research so that next week I can report more in a
whether
more informed way on this question.
Heavy
that
research.
Some
I'm sure are true. And I'd
he
like
ain't
to know
heavy.
Either
he's my doctoral
aren't.
Research.
Just remember, everything
this
you
is
know is true.
Like ask Dr. Hal, where people are calling
that's
in.
The,
like
that's
to know
the scary part.
Well,
all
they
these
could
years
ask
people have been telling you everything you knew is false. That's
I wouldn't mind answering
everything you know is true.
Philo Drummond at Church of the Subgenius and myself.
Philo Drummond, too. We're all here to
answer
questions. That's not just ask Dr. Hal. You can ask all of us.
And not just that. It's not that the show is irrelevant.
To
and just
ease your mind when you
miasma,
have a
stream
have
of consciousnessness. It's also that the show performs a public service
and
answers these questions, these difficult questions that people have from time to time
but,
in their everyday life, dealing with what we as humans have to deal with.
Don't be abashed. Bashful.
To cope with.
Just come on up here and
ask
give us a
question.
Call.
I wish I could have been faster about my question, but I'm on a lot of earth.
All right, fire it in there.
Oh, we got you. Okay, we got you.
Let's hear it.
Thank you very much. I'll call back with another if I have it.
Yeah, your question was one that really inspired us a lot.
I did not hear the entire question. You see, it was subsumed into the bottom of the sound well, swirled around.
I still see it down there. It's still breathing.
It's a tiny,
it's
glittering,
it's not dead
golden
yet. It may
moment.
Actually come back up. And
well, it
and
might. There's a better chance if you just help
right,
us out
man?
With the, filling in the missing portions. And
this part of the show is normally dedicated
to
our outreach ministry.
I'll just reach out back here and scratch my
potato people.
Oh, excuse me.
What? That's the that's a reach around, not a reach out.
All right, I will reach out to the youth.
On that sweet little note,
since they aren't around, I
Bob.
Anyway, my youth outreach program.
Bob? Did you say Bob?
The mighty U.S. Armed Forces sound effects in action.
$3 for
have you
all,
been playing
three stereo LP? Did you say Bob? Bob.
Yes, we frequently say Bob. It is necessary, as you know, to say Bob frequently. So
well, the caller said he was Bob.
Well, in a sense, this is probably true. I can prove that I am Bob. I've mentioned that before. Yeah. You know, there are these incredibly direct links if you're going to mess with this stuff.
Yeah, like the question that they asked Dr. Hell about the occult, or did you take it?
Oh, yeah, they always are asking about that.
They're always asking about that.
Aleister Crowley and so on. But far more interesting is the enigmatic figure of J.R. Bob Dobson.
Do they ask about Velikovsky much?
Not yet, but here's how I'm Bob, and you'll probably even remember I told you this before. You see, in the Nixon White House, there were Haldeman and Ehrlichman. Do you remember that?
Yeah, H.R. Haldeman.
Yeah, H.R., which stands for Harry Robbins, my name, Haldeman. The Bob, H.R. Bob Haldeman, the Bob comes from the Rob in Robbins. Apparently the Rob in Robbins is cognate to the Rob in Robert.
Right. Uh-huh.
And therefore you can call it Bob, therefore
he
calls it Bob because of something in my name, therefore
you are
I
Bob.
Am a Bob.
Yes, I recognize that. I could see that visionary glow, which Bobs are imbued with at some point in their life, even if they didn't want to.
It doesn't answer questions. It simply asks them. It is interesting.
But what is a question if it doesn't ask more of itself than what its words as a sum total of their meaning would imply?
What are you saying?
What is it? It's just an empty shell.
Are you talking about some kind of
empty shell? Which an empty heart must dwell.
It's a concept that has no extension value unless, of course, it is addressed as a question.
In an envelope with a slight
send your question to 848-4425 in the 510
yes.
area.
That doesn't mean
a
we'll
small
get an answer
premium,
to you.
Of more than one simoleon.
That you will engage the
coin of the country in habits is de rigueur.
Now don't try to dial your silophone while you're driving.
Don't dial your stylish silophone while driving in a thunderstorm alone. It might attract a lightning ball which from the heavens downward fall. Don't answer if we're...
5-10 area pig.
If you get cute.
Hello?
And be careful about the overman looking
watch
for
out.
Aliens.
And watch out for that cluster of boxes and debris there in front of the doorway.
Well,
in a week or two in Detroit, they're having a 24-hour spacewalk.
Spacewalk.
They're going to walk in space in Detroit?
They just did walk in space.
I thought Detroit was...
You missed it.
On the Earth. I didn't realize it was in outer space.
It sort of is. You can ask John Law, but it's coming up.
Yeah,
I just got Warrior Girl just emailed me and asked me if there's more edits.
Famous
one in 97, so I got to hurry up and finish those so I can put them on YouTube so she can point to them for poor people in Detroit who don't really understand what she's saying.
Didn't Gagarin walk in space before White?
Yeah.
That is their guy. Got out of the capsule before our guy.
I think they did.
Yeah.
And they hit that record. On the other hand, it's recently come to light that their spacefaring dog didn't live very long at all.
Yeah.
Not as long as they said that she did.
Well, in space, the concept of living is has a different legs and arms
there
on it.
There you go. I'm sure she would be comforted by that observation.
Sure.
Frozen in a little can.
And afterwards, you can say whatever you want.
Recover that little frozen
on the tactic.
History is made by the living.
Jet fighters taking off is always good. You can say you're broadcasting from Burpleson Air Force Base.
Burpleson,
you know, where peace is there.
Also, the fun of those is they're nice and unscratched, and things up.
He goes to these garage sales and flea marts, and he gets these great scores, like that album. Sound effects of U.S. Navy rockets and jets. and the detonation.
I like this guy breathing. What's the breathing with?
Oh, you that's know, a, like, the mouth breather.
He's a real got a real problem there. Heavy breathing.
It's just home movies. Yeah, it's wistful. You know, nostalgic for a time that 11:45.8 seconds ago
was
better than
albums.
The tribute of a sigh.
Almost like the real thing.
And also, see, I chop up the sounds and use just little pieces and bits of the actual sounds, so you never know. Like when you look at the whale right before he spoots flame. I'm going to smoke this here.
Here, give me.
You
what?
Hear so the last part of a thunderstorm. On that.
On the Willy the Whale cartoon?
No, the big.
No,
the
on the whale,
whale
the Contessa.
The Contessa thing.
Oh, right, that thing. That one, yeah.
Yeah, the first time you see the whale close up is here. This.
Oh, they keep calling, you know. They want to be a part of our show at 848-4425 in the 510 area code.
And we will be talking about whatever we think of.
425.
When you call.
Hi, over
you
Berkeley.
Can talk to me if you call that number in all likelihood. Will be connected.
And you can talk to me if you want.
Call that number.
And you can talk to me if you want.
Call that number and I'll be happy to talk to you.
And I can talk to you if I want.
8-4-8-4-4-2-5.
If we
want. In the 510 area.
Then we'll all dance around in your mind.
Once again, it's 8-4-8-4-4-2-5. I can't wait for you to call.
I can't wait either. I'm really getting...
Let's
really
get fancy here.
848-4-4-5-5-10-8-0.
Later, a certain extra somatic and extra legal complications might be caused by a certain estimated percentage, but until that now, then we'll leave that for the future.
What have you been doing with her?
Just give me a call at 848-4425.
Before I end, I'd like to thank my family for being my friends and my friends
yeah, we're
for
doing
being
the credits
my family.
For the show now. Yeah.
It's a heartwarming
thank
moment.
For giving me
go to camera two.
Show.
Now for Emmy consideration, here
I've heard a million stories of the trials and tribulations faced by the people on the show. Getting their show made, but somehow I felt this was a show that wanted itself to be made. It shaped itself. It very selectively allowed people into its inner circle.
And furthermore, the show has offered groundbreaking theories, schizo analysis, and process meant to not be as mighty, but more pragmatic, experimental, and collective approach.
Rooted in reality.
So after several attempts at trying to explain the unexplainable, simplifying the complications and predicting the future,
Caller, we just
we
couldn't help
to
it.
Have reached an answering device.
Huh?
All right, thanks.
Oh, somebody's answering.
Hang up and try your call again later.
Somebody needs
a smile up. From
keep
the producer.
It's their hang-up. See, they got hang-ups.
All's right.
They hung up.
Oh, how sad.
That sound is the sound of the hell
what's that?
Of a dead
what are you
call.
Telling me? Yo, you fool, they, nobody hangs up, they click off. What is it they do? They disconnect you. They leave you twisting in the wind. Unbearable agony. Cosmic humiliation.
The whole
stop that, Philo. Stop it. Stop it.
He has been inspired by the... by the yeehaw.
He's been sipping his daddy's whiskey.
Janie Kyan, Janie Kyan, Dill jumped
the
high.
Get the shotgun.
To train ho, I'll be all right, I'll be all right.
The Lord's gonna call you.
Hoo 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 hoo. But when you smile for me, the world seems all right. Yeah.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If it only had rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Man, these are some very, very complicated formulas here.
If the ocean was
I don't think I can
I
read these without
duck,
help of my formula
I'd
dissection
swim down
device.
To the bottom and bring
shh. Shut up and bounce is what the baby said.
Really?
Just keep bouncing.
Follow keep the bouncing. Bouncing ball. Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome to the most successful program on late night radio. I'm Dr. Howland Owl, and we have a fabulous variety show for you, as usual, of all the best sound effects and entertainment. So let's get this great, big, glorious, gaudy, gosh darn ball rolling and bring out our first fabulous entertainers, the Flying Chihuahuas with Madame Lazonga.
All right, look at them fly. Wow, who would have thought that little skinny little thing, that wiener dog, would be up like
ghastly,
that?
Horrible.
Look at him standing on his hind legs as he launches himself into the air.
For the love of God, somebody draw the curtain.
Please, put some pants on that dog.
Putting pants on Philip. Next week,
this is what I counted on.
Well, there's a perfectly good explanation, perfectly rational explanation, as soon as I can be assured of the fact that your money is in good hands at Bobco.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I live in the garbage can. I love to go swimming with bow-legged women. I'm Popeye the Sailor
Man. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat your name, please?
Who, me?
No, Popeye the Sailor Man. No, that's all right. There's no need for identification. That's, you know.
But what about Pie Pie?
I actually broke the rule a while ago. I sometimes break this rule.
You said you broke the rule at the end. You even brought a reference to your rule breaking.
I did. I screwed the pooch. That's what happened.
You blew the coop.
Yes, I admit.
Blew the pooch. I screwed the pooch. You did something obscene to the pooch. That's what I heard.
Really? Yeah, but now it's all a pooched over. And what? 420?
What?
Well,
what? No way.
No, it hardly is.
You've got lots and lots and lots of canvas here left.
25 long minutes until
it's just
the magic
like,
man, oh, man.
When we
just
couldn't think of anything, we just dumped more paint.
Walk and gruesome
I was thinking of Michael Pepe sitting there alone in the dark with no... Fram?
As oh, the
Fram? What do those people call it?
Fram. Yeah, he doesn't have to get online. Fram's
at the graveyard.
No.
Does he feel shiny? Does he feel bright?
No, he gets all sad and dull. And he climbs to the roof of his building and looks down on the street and thinks, I might as well just do it right now. And then he climbs back down and goes and sits in his dark apartment by the light of
the pile of Kleenexes.
Yeah.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Human
and the radar is still on, and those self-guiding 20-millimeter anti-show guns are still distributed around the hallways.
Man, the anti-show guns were so intimidating. The last time we walked by them, I really could feel them with the electrical vibration, some kind of magnetic flux emanating from them. I don't know if it was part of their power cell pack that was leaking off into the hallway, or if it was just, you know, like the power emanating from them. It was actually a fuel cell leaking, you know, which is going to cause a problem later. That eating the floor real fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Those weren't replaced properly.
If you say so, boy.
Yeah, my fuel cells.
How much?
Oh, about $2.90.
That's fast.
I know what you mean, man.
But I got a cell over here that can go $300.
Really?
What do you say about that?
Wow. Let's wind it up and put a torch to it and see what happens.
Next week,
so that's what they did.
High centennial cell celebration.
They stood around and looked at the burned little show carcass.
Let's throw it up against the wall and see what sticks.
Somebody's going to have to clean that up, and it's not going to be me. If it's going to be me, it's got another thing coming.
It's done. It's ready to serve.
It's not a dud, folks.
So this, I'd imagine, is some...
Ready to
packaging,
frizzle on the grill.
Marketing managers.
The smell of Roughhouse rib steak.
Since he sold this.
Onions and
he sold this
fried
great package.
Eggs looking up at you.
And he had a great package.
Not to mention
touch it, man. It's his
rashers of Canadian bacon squealing and running. So this was
so well.
You know what I think we should do, Philo?
What? What's that?
I think we should send this thing UPS to Exeter.
How about oatmeal?
So they'll all be gathered around a circle to open up.
Okay.
And here's this glowy thing.
And of course,
Stan would make a big joke out of you'd be saying, oh, bah. And then the glowy thing jumps out.
Pieces
and then you have these instructions on how to keep your hair in shape. All that's going on.
Like star fruit, or if you really
if you have that problem. You and I don't have that problem.
Famous Ukubala Ponga.
But Dr. Howe has that problem.
And then in my course in success and sex and real estate, I'll tell you how to prepare this.
That course.
And
you know,
every
that?
Other dish that you would like to
people can
have
take lessons
your
from
kitchen.
His marketing skills. Is the way
how do I do it? It's simple.
He constantly is pushing
rely
his agenda on everyone
good
else.
Good nature and good common sense of ordinary folks like you. Yes, I don't claim to be
and
a
these
higher
carefree
level
flappers
than anybody
all
that
sport Bob Hare.
Far from it. I want to learn from you, and the best way I can do that is to help you by letting you help me by purchasing my course in success in sex, real estate, ergonomics, and the study of certain 13th century relics found in the remote area of northern Wales.
A wealth of glorious hair
that
is at your disposal.
Can be yours. A full head of hair will grow, we guarantee it, better than Rogaine, and will not produce migraines or your grains in hair restoral. It will be bestowed upon your second generation, left as a rich legacy unto your issue, with a codicil signified by the Law College of Grunthun.
Your descendants will each have a codpiece with their
codicil.
Oh,
look at that. That's how
isn't
handsome.
That beautiful?
Sporting these special beef units.
These beef codpieces are not only they can be worn sportfully, but they can be eaten later.
It's the sporan of the future. So, also, we got, like, a Pete Goldie slideshow here, and
yes.
You see
Goldie.
The planets, and, oh, yeah, it's Goldie. I mean, all that glisters is not chaosophy.
No way, man.
No, there's gold in them thar slideshows.
Who said that on
you
the show this last
the
night?
You can see rings of Saturn, and then on Francis Ford Coppola's bathtub, where Pete is laying tile, as they say. Well, well, all I can say is, where is the other today? Can otherness challenge our arrogant insular cultural narcissism? From artificial intelligence to the streets of Venice, where Chicken John brings his ill-assorted fleet of so-called art boats, science and religion compete to discover the elusive answer. Now at the 11th hour, perhaps this answer will be forthcoming. And to find out what it is, I recommend that you give my course in success in real estate a simple trial period. I'll actually pay you to pick up the Vatican and spade and start digging. Then after the third trimester, you'll be...
Here, have some of this. Have some of this. This will
special
help you out.
Gas, which is piped into the studio.
It's a horrible thing that happens sometimes when people do these things to each other.
In the quarters, somebody opened a window.
Yes, it seems like someone had some heavy vegetables for dinner.
They must have been fertilized with heavy
fertilizer. A lot of manure in that fertilizer.
Heavy water.
That makes it organic, you know.
It makes it
the more manure, the more organic.
You see, heavy water is supposed to absorb neutrons being emitted from a reaction. But
today, a birthday boy had a birthday.
They don't
and he blew
use
out his
that,
candles.
They use graphite, which...
That's what happened today.
He blew out his candles?
He blew out his
both
candles.
Of them?
Both of his candles.
Oh, that's...
You know what that means? That means the birthday boy got his wish.
Oh, that's...
And that's the cool, news
you know,
today.
Because, it's rare that
that's
you get
top of the
wish.
News.
Oh, really? That's the news above the fold, as it were.
Yes, that's the important stuff today.
Breakfast,
the birthday boy will get his wish.
Meanwhile, all members of all parties were idolatrously bowing and kowtowing to a giant, looming, leering statue of Ronald Reagan today in our nation's capital.
Oh, they were.
California's two famous Nancys, so to speak, one from the liberal Bay Area, the other from the conservative South, set aside differences that once divided them Wednesday when they unveiled a huge, looming, bigger-than-life, Talos-like statue of former California governor and U.S. President Ronald Reagan in the Capitol Rotunda.
Interesting. And then the 49ers moved quickly to gather support.
They moved quickly to Santa Clara and were never seen again.
Where they suggested that they wanted stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Stronger than dirt. New Ajax laundry detergent is stronger than dirt.
Did you see that I put up that bridge read?
Yes.
At the Golden Gate Bridge with you and John.
You're talking on YouTube/Puzzling Evidence TV.
Show the ice cold.
Yes, I went there and looked at that. It was very interesting. I suggested other people do the same.
I wanted to go around with John and go through some of the stories he got about the bridges, because he talked about painting that evening. He talked about painting his friend's ashes into that North Tower.
Climbing the bridges?
No, that's the only time I took my camera.
Oh,
Jesus was very paranoid about taking cameras. Cameras that could be used. So you just did
all that in iMovie anyway. It's not that it was real.
Yeah.
You faked it all.
Well, I'd really do it, then I'd fake the movie.
Yeah, it's like you do it in reality, and then you compose the whole thing. It's
right.
It's really good. Like that monster they made for Cloverfield, that monster was really there, but they made it look like it was fake.
Yeah, it's a huge
government
monster.
Covered it up.
Is it coming back? Are they going to do Son of Cloverfield?
I don't know.
I thought there was some kind of sequel. It's not that expensive to do anymore. But the shock
could certainly
of the first
do it.
Was
they could if we told them what station we were listening to.
Well, that would be KPFA 94.1 FM on the radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR and Chico, California. And on the internet, kpfa.com.
.org.
.org!
Oh, yes,
94.1, 89.3, 88.1, and where is it in Chico?
90.1. Oh, didn't I say that? I forget. Oh,
what is that?
I'll think of it in just a second. KZFR, there you go. And so, we've come to the point where we're going to ask for you to give us a call at area code 510-848-4425, and then we'll have some fun. Meantime, we're going to go back to the ceremony in Washington, D.C., where people are lining up to touch, lick, and fondle the giant Ronald Reagan image, which is already acquiring an unwholesome patina of saliva. Yes, a lot is happening around the world. There are certain hot spots, mangy areas, which nosy news hounds rarely want to venture into, but there have already been some dark hours in our... it's always darkest just before it goes pitch black, and... Who really stole the Mona Lisa in 1911? We could go deeply into it. Or in the time before the gods, following a trail of pottery and poetry from the 8th century B.C., we can connect travelers and myths to ancient Greece and the Near East, and turn certain competing classical and philological studies to, in comparative metaphor, a pathetic puddle of poodle piddle. Oh, wow, where'd that come from? A dinosaur thing. Hey, could I see it? What is that? It's a giant species Taurosaurus dinosaur. In fact, it's a Tarbosaurus batar. J-Jo, or J-F-J-O? It's a nice poster because it rips off Zednik Burian.
Oh, you mean, I see what you're saying.
And this is the Tarbosaurus batar, the Asian Tyrannosaurus that now the Procon people have just put out a small model of that I can't afford. This very dinosaur, it's only $7.99. You know, I should just go for it.
I'm cooking.
It's cooking? You mean cooking with gas?
I'm cooking a meal for you now.
The giant... Plastic Dinosaur Warehouse outside Las Vegas, Nevada cannot actually be visited by civilians or non-employees. So all your dreams about wandering the aisles and pulling stuff off the shelves and so forth are just that. Fantasies, febrile imaginings with no basis in reality. Yes, one needs to be slapped across the chops with a two-day-old fish to be brought back to operating on the realistic level. Wouldn't you say, Philo?
Where's puzzling evidence?
Oh, he's here. He's on the board right over there. I think you got some splinters just a moment ago.
Where
is dear little Susie? Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch. Making a pawpaw, put it in your pocket. He's out alone, wandering in the icy outer edge. Come back, Philo, come back. He's drifting out of orbit into the farthest reaches of the cosmos. Eventually, he'll be too far away for us to receive him. Philo, what can we do? Can you reverse your rate of spin?
I'm lost.
Philo, can you transpond? Can you triangulate on our point?
I think if I had the GPS coordinates, I could triangulate back to the...
Roger, we'll go on that.
Portal.
We'll transmit GPS on next info squirt as of 3, 2, 1, now or there. Oh my, I hope that was good for you. So
this is just a painting of a portal.
Ah, well, but what a beautiful painting by Harrison Ellenshaw. Incredible special effect. So, here we have one of the largest stamp collections in the world. You must be proud.
I'm so proud.
And how long is this display going to continue to be up in Bob Dobbs Memorial Hall?
Well, we're going to be having it, this display will go on this week, into the weekend.
It will be beyond this upcoming Wednesday, then?
That's right. It'll be up for the public.
I'm sure that's good news. And now let's get these horses out of here before they soil the carpets. Let's have a small groom lead them out and go in here to the chestnut paneled study and discuss some old chestnuts by the fire. Although you might prefer walnuts or wall-eyed beetle nuts.
I'd like some wall-eyed pike, if you don't mind.
You could be pie-eyed and in perspiration, but did you want to smoke one of the famous pipes from the pipe rack of Dobbs?
Smoked pike.
One could go into rack and ruin. Somebody pulled out a 300-pound sturgeon from the lake just the other day. Who would have thought the old man had so much blood? Is my mic on?
Sturgeon.
Yes, a wonderful science fiction writer. Well, are you out there among the chickens?
The sea chicken.
I'm hearing clucking and squawking and a whole lot of carrying on. Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather will return in a moment. If you want farm fresh eggs, and who doesn't, go to a farm. Are you hanging around the grocery store? Or you could know someone who's got chickens in his backyard. And friends, I do. I have access to these delicious fresh eggs. And they certainly are good. There are all sorts of things. I don't need to draw your picture, do I? You know what I'm talking about. Your eggs, fresh eggs. You know what you can do with those things? I kid you not. Adults only.
1,000 words, so save time. Save your voice. Start drawing.
And save in my course in success in sex and real estate. Many who have taken it sing peons to the skies. They're all willing to pee on my course in success in sex and real estate. But don't take my word for it. I'm sure I could bring up audio testimony of many happy seekers, the flock, as it were, that I minister to, my sheep, as it were, or my people, or as we sometimes call them, my sheeple. That's what Ed Holmes calls his flock. I got it from him. He does it first, so I'm copying, you know, imitation. It's the sincerest form of flattery. I do it. I admit it. So they're sheeple, you understand? And what's so bad about that?
Hayok.
The goat.
The goat. Oh, no, I'm not going to be the goat.
Who let the goat in the flock?
Presenting Rufus T. Wadsworth, the mechanical pig. He's the kind of porker that you really will dig. In his chrome-plated teapot, he travels through time, beating up weirdos and conquering crime. He's better than Bob Rummel when he's dressed in full fig. Rufus T. Wadsworth, the mechanical pig.
I was like this. Don't you think so, puzzling evidence? Us sneaking around in the back like this, looking at people's windows and doors and going...
And now here's Horace T. Woodworm, the flatulent frog. He's no ordinary little pollywog. In McGonagall's swamp, he's a man of affairs, eating flies and swamp mosquitoes as if anyone cares.
We've got to find the source.
Never let him show to you his captain's log.
Really,
Horace T. Woodworm, the flatulent frog.
He's got the mandate.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands.
Why? We got the...
You're in good hands with Allsnake.
Essence, as it were.
Herbal essence, hair jail for 20 years. Oh, but you'll love it because it stimulates the follicles and... increases and improves circulation
like
to the
show,
scalp.
Just solid biostimulation.
Scalp them. Oops. Oh, I didn't realize this.
What?
And now, the output of this one.
It really puts out. The case of Marcius was always a disturbing one when one studies the annals of the elder gods. The fairest and most beautiful of them, Apollo, is the one who seems to have committed an obscene crime of tyrannical power against the satyr Marcius. Essentially jerked him out of his skin while he was alive as punishment for having, according to some tradition, bested the god in a lyrical... But I don't take my word for it. It might sound like more bull than bullfinch, but I tell you, now with the computer, you can just type in the search words, and there you go. All knowledge, all erudition is there. You just have to know to look for it. You have to know
everything.
It might be there.
It's not as it seems.
The sun has gone to bed in its own style.
Sometimes it's a tape.
Shadows of the evening.
Sometimes
it's a seal across the sky.
Sometimes Cthulhu.
Cthulhu, who you know?
Yog-Sothoth.
Yog-Sothoth, but you're not my boss. And the Arlath Otep, you won't get me yet.
Sometimes the show. Sorry, ma'am, it was the show. I didn't mean to step on you.
Hickman's model.
It doesn't hurt very long. It's just show. Let's see. The show has troops.
Yep. Dunwich horror. I'll just ignore her.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi. This is the show, and I'm happy you called. Oh, just a moment. We're going to relax in the pool here in our bubbling tub of therapeutic oatmeal while we answer every one of your questions, but you got to shoot them at us fast. Now, here we are. This is the brain trust of the air, so just open up your yap and send forth on your long, extensile, chameleon-like tongue a series of inquiries.
Okay, here it goes.
Or questions.
Okay.
What's going on here?
Ugh.
That's better. Much better. Okay, I can see much more clearly now.
Yes, once you get the goop off your eyes, you can see for miles all through Forbidden Valley.
Really? It's so beautiful. Yeah, have you ever seen a place so beautiful?
You could really have some condos here and make a killing in the market. The pterodactyl-infested marsh over there against the... Look at the gorgeous sky here. And just smell that fresh air.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah,
incredible. Unbelievable. A real sales opportunity. And that's the real estate part. But I'll tell you about the sex part in a minute. First, I want to ask you to call me here at area code 510-848-44.
Okay, let me write this down and I'll call you.
In the midst of life.
Are you talking to me?
We are in death. And man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward.
Hey, I hate to deviate from the subject matter, but I was thinking tonight, I was going to start a new band. And I need a new band name for my band.
Band in Boston.
Yeah.
How about Bupkis?
Bupkis, that's a good one. I'm going to write that down. I'm not going to settle on one tonight. I just want to have a lot of choices.
You know, when you...
I want to, like,
you hope you got paid.
Throw a lot of
things
against the wall, see if any of them...
Did you get any money from that gig? And you always say, I didn't get Bupkis.
Yeah.
But now you can get Bupkis.
You can get Bupkis.
Yeah, exactly.
Another one is, I was considering, is one called Free Beer.
Free Beer. Oh, that's not bad.
What do you think about that? It looks real good in the paper when you got your show coming up.
But you might have to deal with a mob of surly uglies who might feel you...
Hey, it's just our name. That's the bartender's problem. If he has a problem with our name, then, you know...
Then he's the one who has
he's
to
the one
it.
That has to deal with it.
He's the one who also has to deliver your tips, and so you don't want to antagonize this essential person.
That could be true. How about this one? To be announced. TBA.
That's pretty good. TBA. As long as people don't connect it with tuberculosis and the growing scourge of endometriosis.
Or not just that. How about one of those other institutes? Associations.
The Terwilliger Institute?
We are victorious.
And then there's the J. June Institute in downtown San Francisco.
Something has happened.
Something is happening here.
Something has happened.
On the motorcade route.
Not just in the motorcade, but everywhere.
More
something
details
has happened
just
everywhere.
Arrived.
Have you
Homo sapiens
that?
Used as a plural?
I can't
not by me.
That.
I
just
warned them
just
about
now.
It.
I just know.
What's that? Homo sapiens?
It's everywhere because people don't understand that the word sapiens is
already. It will mean that.
There's a word that happens to end in an S.
I just hate
sorry,
that about
it's your
people.
Show, ma'am.
I just hate that
it's
about
on the
people.
Right and
okay,
continue
go.
For 8 counts.
Well, on the one hand, you got to like them because they're inventive and they make up things. And the things they make up are entertaining and useful. But on the other hand, you got to hate them because they get things wrong. And then they enshrine the wrong things and cause the spread of error and confusion. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. Who at any time could jerk the ground out from under you if it pleased his divine will and send you tumbling down into the flames of the lake of fire where leering demons prod your pork with pitchforks and, you know the routine. And so I say unto you, repent while you can, eh? Repent? What do you say, Father?
I'm repenting.
And the demons leaping through the flame. This is no medieval vision, Venza. Oh, I know.
I like this new program, Exercise and Rant, you know, where you exercise while the ranters are up there.
One, two,
going on
three,
and on about
four.
That nonsense.
Excellent. You're firming up. Six, seven, eight, and nine. Now do one more. 10, 11.
Did you see that? I hit the cough button.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's not the cough that carries you off. It's the coffin that will carry you off it. We'll get back to you in just a moment. We've got a lot coming up, but we've got the Kim sisters. I take you all the way from Korea. And, of course, old Melvin in his rocking chair, a popular favorite. You'll see little Danny the dummy. He's a ventriloquist act. He comes with a ventriloquist. No one knows who he is, but we'll know soon. And the Chesterfield Kings and Kinglets. All and more at the top of the hour.
Uh-huh. And I'll be there.
After Philo's Crest, Bean, and Silage report.
In business today, Yahoo was going slower.
Yahoo!
And the internet slowed down to a crawl today as millions and millions of users discovered spyware on their computers.
Whatever happened to her and Buzzard?
Yes, and then in other news, several companies were trying to form a strategy today.
Wouldn't you know it?
I'll be back on the ball tomorrow.
That'll save.
And now back to you, Dr. Mal.
Thanks, Milo. Well, it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day with a chance of possible thunderstorms, lightning flashes, hailstones, volcanic eruptions, and nuclear devices detonating up and down the California coast. There will be a projected warm front moving in as a result of this thermal activity at a sizzling 57,000 degrees. Good beach weather with everybody on the beach for your weather report. This has been Dr. Howland Owl sitting in for Ralph Fielding Snow. Those are the rumors behind the headlines. And now for the sum up, back to our principal studio and Dr. Philo Drummond. Philo, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Howell. Manufacturers may have to put pressure on resellers this week because they just can't get the stuff they want on time from the people that have been providing it. And they've been
trying, but we couldn't.
Their products are not making it to market, and the consumers are just about panic-stricken. They want their products. They've come to the stores to find their products, and their products just aren't there. And the people are going to demand an answer very shortly. That's what was on the store bulletin boards earlier this week.
All right, that's on the slate, and you can stand down now. You have been relieved. That was a good job.
And the state budget. The panel urges an end for boards. They don't want boards anymore.
There's not much I can say beyond the fact that a certain
or any other kind of lump
little
for that matter.
A envelope will soon appear
the
in your
boards,
mail
no
slot.
Joists,
of your
no
US
flooring,
government.
No wallboard, no drywall.
At Walgreens, Walmart,
no drywall screws.
Showings of the Waltons. Drywall
shame.
Screws.
It's just a shame.
Like pennies from heaven.
It's really striking the construction industry hard.
Heaven is
someone's going to have to pay a price for this. Someone's going to. We need a scapegoat that we can haul out into the public arena and torture them. But actually, we won't torture them because Obama, and I agree. Americans don't torture.
Americans don't torture ever again. Americans
will
are
Americans subject themselves to the torture of the pedantry and the other thing. Thank you.
Well,
now
we
back
may
to
not
you, Dr. Howe, with the weather.
We may not have come up with torture, but we came up with Troy Jensen, didn't we? And who's the name of this new hurricane that's moving in? The Hurricane Tor. It sounds, you can hear the sound behind me, so it sounds like someone has a giant vacuum cleaner on. Well, if you can imagine a vacuum cleaner hundreds of miles across, sucking out everything from this landscape. Everything, and I mean everything, Philo. Back here, you can't see it. You can't see the palm trees waving and the lawn chairs blowing across the sky. It's really something, this storm. And it looks like, from every indication, from what the weather people tell us, it's going to get a lot bigger in the hour. So if you'll just stay with us, as long as we've got this...
I'm sorry, we seem to have lost contact with Ralph Snell in the field at Poopsicola, Florida.
What about Ralph Fielding Snell? Is he
Ralph
still there?
Ralph Fielding Snell will return with the Roughheads after...
Some Mariners here in Western Kansas.
And the time is right for violent revolution.
But the time is right, both day and night, for violent revolution.
Fighting in the streets.
It's time for fighting.
But who do we want to fight? That our own inner heads. Bad self.
And when we're finished,
you've got to
so
fight those urges.
From fascist and
urges.
From red.
Those dangerous urges that cause us to sing dirges.
And what the fluff? It seems it's coming here. It's brilliant lights.
He's headed this way. He's flashing his lights. I don't think his brakes are working.
Lights. He's here. He has no brakes, and his mistake so safely in his nose.
And there he goes. Once again. He's driving that train down the highway. I don't know how he does that without ruining his wheels.
They used to go down the highway. I remember it. The train, it used to go down the highway. Yeah, those were the days. Sometimes they had railroad tracks that not only paralleled the road, but were set in the road. And while you were driving in your car, a huge train could appear behind you. And your rearview mirror, right behind you, even. A giant puffing steam engine in the town of Lebanon, Indiana, during the 1950s. Behind the car, my father and mother and I were driving in. Before my brother was born. And sure enough, like right behind the car, a giant steam engine is in. It's right there. It's going to sweep forward. You're going to be grounded in tin, but your parents are arguing. And my father is saying, I see it. I see it. I know it's there. But he was right, because nothing happened. I mean, the train didn't hit us. Still, they used to go down the center of the street, and even as a little kid, I thought that was odd. That's freaking odd. The train
it's
going down the center
odd.
Of the street, that's not right.
That's not right. And, you know, if I get into Congress like I plan this summer, I will put an end to these trains going down the middle of the street.
Oh, it's, I think, long gone.
I promise that no longer will we have to deal with this injustice.
Too many lawsuits against the railroad.
You put me here to make a change.
Alone legitimate.
And I hope that you've given me the keys to the kingdom, because I plan on making that change. And if these keys are tarnished in any way, believe me, I'll be coming back. I'll be looking for you people.
Just
and I
one
won't
of
have
the
a lot of mercy
many satisfied
in my
graduates of Dr. Hal's School for Success and
Sex. That's where I learned these techniques, is in Dr.
Thank you,
Hal's,
everyone.
School.
He'll be back. I love you. You're a great
estate.
Audience.
I learned a lot more than just about sex and real estate in that class.
How about the dolphin part? Graceful marine mammals were the highlight of the exposition.
The questions, we answered some of the most complicated questions that had ever been given.
That's right,
in the history of mankind.
And people just don't understand how much trouble it is to do that.
Dr. Hal's courses, I can't say enough about it. Because anything I say is just a sad comparison to the total curriculum that you'll gain from this course.
Oh, some people say it's coarse, but others think it's fine and subtle.
It's almost like a course of life. It's more like
philosophical apophysis.
It's more like life, and you learn how to control your inner urges and refocus your creative self in a way that will cause little or no impact to our environment and will allow you to live a green, more productive life.
College of Success and Sex and Real Estate.
With Dr. Hal's certificates of graduation that you will get upon completion.
A handsome
of this
diploma
course.
In a fiber wood frame that you'll be proud to display on the wall of your rumpus room, den, or office.
You'll be so happy.
For a slight gratuity, you can have it signed by Dr. Hal and Al himself in a special ink of your own choosing and color.
And I'll present this to Dr. Hal.
For a mere $50 more,
$50.
Dr. Hal and Al will come to your house and perform a lumpectomy.
If you give me $50, I will see that Dr. Hal performs your lumpectomy.
That's mighty handsome.
Privacy.
You know, only Philo Drummond had in the spiel what happens when $1,000 questions are answered and like that. You know, not that it happens that often.
It doesn't happen that often, but you have to let people know there is no upper limit on these questions. You can put whatever form of monetary exchange you find, and to the degree that you want to fill it, there's no limit. There's no upper limit.
A fillet of fish.
You can get the most elaborate gift,
right, Dr. Experimental.
Well, at the moment's notice, actually craft a new gift for you if the price is right.
That's probably one of the next things that will go up on YouTube is Aunt Bertha being killed by Billy.
Aunt Bertha?
Years ago. That'll be after probably.
That was
Tara Quinn.
That was long before we actually revived Aunt Bertha's hideous, rotted corpse, right?
Yeah, the bones were put together. This is the music from that part.
Dr. Howe was able to put all the bones back together in the right order.
Yeah,
with his knowledge.
She looks like
anatomy.
She's sitting down in the wheelchair.
She looks almost alive.
That I don't really.
She looks almost alive, like she lived at one time. You know,
working in my charnel laboratory.
The little makeup.
I remember how the show sort of browned out when we revivified her to fabricate the creature of an enormous size.
Yeah, I think we should resurrect her or revivify her.
That really stinks.
What we should do is reanimate her.
Put the spark to the meat, man.
Reanimate her, get it? Reanimate her.
And a cold November night.
And the cold November night.
While the rain
in the
pattered
cold
against the window.
On a November night.
The hideous creature of life.
I woke up at the crack of dawn.
Came to life and blinked.
Rolled over, feeling
on
nosy.
My laboratory table.
And then four of us got out of bed and took a shower.
Its
we
hideous
kinda,
face
kinda
grimaced
hideous
with the first awareness of its unholy life. In horror at what I had done, I flung myself on the bed, but was not
it's
to be
horrible
spared even then.
Cover yourself up, Dr. Hal.
Grinning
horrible
creature advanced and
throw a towel over it.
Here, get back. I created you. Back.
Get a motel room. Take that somewhere else. That's morally offensive.
The creature taught me many things that night.
That is just... There's laws against that in this state.
We'll be back to Spicy Channel Theater. And later on, Earth versus the Flying Saucers. First spaceship
Earth?
On Venus.
Earth versus the
War
Flying
of the
Saucers.
Satellites.
Saucers.
The daytime ended.
Earth versus the Salt and Pepper Shakers.
Earth versus the Giant Spider.
Earth versus something.
20 million miles.
How about this
to
one?
Earth.
Earth versus America.
This island, Earth.
Earth versus. Yes, hey, what? Wow.
Earth girls.
Oh my gosh,
here.
I thought you'd never get here.
Hey, you're here. All right. Mine is the one with the anchovies. Just the plain anchovies. No anything else. Although I do hope you included the red pepper and parmesan.
That music, it's getting to me.
Is it scary?
Yeah.
Not Gary is far from here. I don't know what
he's all.
It brings to mind that old Twilight Zone episode when Agnes Moorehead's in the shack.
Yeah,
she's in a shack.
And has the little robot. Go ahead.
Yes, Agnes Moorehead was really one of a kind.
So you're different than the hand job or
Agnes hand job is of Agnes instead of Agnes Moorehead? What?
You mean the Ingmar Bergman film
hand job.
And then there was the Tree of Wooden Claws.
She was everybody's
favorite.
It won
the prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
Her name is Wanda.
What's that? She was able to live.
She was the mother in Citizen Kane.
Yeah, and she was the mother in Bewitched.
That's
she
right.
She was also in The Magnificent Ambersons as the hysterical spinster sister.
In Dark Passage with Humphrey Bogart.
Yes, a wonderful portrayal.
Yeah.
So, you see, Agnes Moorehead really had her adherence, but that was such a fabulous performance in the Twilight Zone that transcended even the assignment with the extended gasping and heaving and... the whole episode was like the bad trip of all time, where you're an old hillbilly lady by yourself, miles out in the country, and tiny aliens stick knives at you through the door, and so on.
Reactions.
her reactions. Well, that's what the entire thing is made for. And her reactions.
This was her reaction.
And now I might as well tell you, I've got the whole thing on VHS tape.
That's easy for you to say.
Oh, I can say it because it's true. VHS tape, yes. Well, I
Channel
just
20
stick
used to
it
do this endless
VCR.
Twilight Zone shows.
Yeah, like wall-to-wall Twilight Zone.
What'll I think of
1-2 billion Twilight Zone.
And you only had to watch 7,000 commercials to see all of those
7,000
Twilight Zone
commercials
episodes.
But I'd watch
them. Well, thanks, gentlemen. Carry on. A great show.
Okay.
Oh, you're
too kind. Thank you for your kind words.
See you, Taxi Bob.
You won't find that island on any chart. Did you ever hear of
That's it.
Kong?
That's the end of communication with Earth.
Why, yes, some sort of native superstition.
There's that
beast,
there's a skeleton
God,
playing the,
devil,
playing the violin
like that,
again.
Some old mumbo-jumbo tribal nonsense.
Well, every superstition has some basis in fact. I'm convinced that on that island there's something monstrous, all-powerful, still living, still holding that island in a grip of deadly fear. Do you expect to photograph it? If it's there, you bet I'll photograph it.
That sounds horrible.
And now, you know, I brought aboard those gas bombs. Say, do I smell one of them now? And,
I smelled one.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
That's
I think one of your gas bombs is leaking, Dr. Howe.
It must be. I'm sorry. They were guaranteed in the...
Next time, put those in a plastic bag before you bring them in, would you?
I will as soon as they invent it. But I think that's either the breaking surf or we're hearing the throbbing drums of Skull Island as we pull up in the anchorage.
Yes, Skull Island.
Heave the anchor. Oh, there was supposed to be a chain attached to that. And in the morning, we're going to put longboats ashore. We used up the short boats? Yes, we have. So we'll put the longboat down, and then we'll actually lower one into the water. When we reach the island, we'll explore the lost city of the Ukabalapongas, which was built there so long ago. No one knows who built it. The natives have slipped back into a savage state of civilization, a high civilization. But they keep that wall in good repair. They need it. There's something on the other side of it, something they fear, some kind of a gorilla or something. I can't tell you all the details, but we'll have this one before.
Hey, just because you're retarded doesn't mean you're wrong. I wanted to say that because that was something somebody said to me a couple days ago.
Was that an attempt to be PC?
Somehow I think that was supposed to be like, yeah, somehow that
I
was
think
a
that
backhanded
I shall never
compliment.
See.
I don't know how it worked, but yeah, I had to say, well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, I guess that was mighty high, wide, and handsome of you, because it takes a big man to admit he was wrong. Like Paul Bunyan. Anyway, I don't know if we have time as the show comes staggering to a conclusion.
Well, it's not for a while. Yeah, I mean, we've got like probably 20% of the show left. At least 25%.
Scrappy cartoons and the Buddy Detective. Hostile Indians, a Dark Savage Mystery.
No Pete Goldie, though.
Newsreels, Pete Goldie's Astronomy Report.
Have you seen that website that has, like...
the first, last night.
It's a website that shows...
The Pete Goldie part.
And what did
strange
you think of
family
Pete Goldie's
photos.
Thing? Did you like it?
It was rambling and disjointed.
It was.
The guy should be fired.
Yes, it was. Well, it was rambling.
But that was the first time in a new place and blah, blah, blah. You know, everything's going to be crazy.
Doesn't he do that on purpose, rambling?
I did during it. I got this great shot of you walking back and forth in the hula lounge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so great. It's sort of like where it is that you're looking at the stage, and all you have to do is turn the audience to the camera, and you've got a kitchen set and a hula set.
Yes, we should do a cooking show.
It would be so cool. Gary back there making pancakes.
We spent so much time.
Why don't you make a
show? Setting up a show physically that I didn't have any time to prepare.
All the people on the show came to your house and sat around looking at your kitchen.
Walking back and forth before I went on. So your camera seems to... captured that, and I suppose
it's all very fine. Because what I was trying to shoot, actually, and I did shoot during the show, was Rob and Robert doing things.
How did you like that? I liked the way they looked at that console.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice setup. I didn't realize you guys had to break down the entire stage every time.
We do, and I think next week we're going to be not on an elevated stage, but on the level of the audience. So maybe I'll move those couches and things around. Try to get a cozier feel.
Yeah.
Oh,
like conversation. You don't really conversate with him.
Hey, I want to see. I want to show you my family photo.
Well, then if you put the couches, that'd be great. Then you do like the Obama thing.
So much. Show you my family photo here.
You got a family photo?
What's wrong with that?
What happened to them?
They're strange. Oh, I forgot to show you the bottom of the photo. Look.
And Mr. Moto in double trouble on Dyland Island.
He's wearing shorts.
Dyland Island, right?
Like Hal's lawyer in part two of
the alien. He has his hands around his mom's neck.
Everybody does. Everything looks like a Brachiosaurus, and everybody has their hands around their mom's neck.
Just because you have your hands around your mom's neck doesn't mean you'd like to choke her.
Finish with this.
It might be the strongest thing you know to hold on to.
Yeah, it's like your mom's got broad shoulders. She can handle it.
She supports the entire earth on her crooked old spine.
That's right. She's already.
She can afford a few hundred more pounds.
She's already. Yeah, she's told you about a lot of that support.
This.
Yeah, you finished with that? We need to...
Where's mom? Remember, if you'll pardon my
friend,
once you finish with this, you'll be in Dutch. So what's the
You better be nice. Get your hands off mom's neck. She's got to clean up this mess.
Discussion, I think it's time to...
Finish with this.
Yeah, think. That's what you get. That's what you did. That's the first mistake you made. Start thinking. Start thinking for yourself instead of listening to what... The people who know
experimenting
tell
again.
Us we're supposed to be faking.
Every evil thing that ever happened was a result of experimenting.
I can't imagine how
Billy,
it must feel
Jimmy,
to think for yourself.
What on
Can you
earth?
Imagine what that's like? That's like some kind of, that's like in a zone you don't feel
sorry,
comfortable
Aunt
in.
We're sorry, Aunt Bertha. You should be.
You know what's sad is in the first episode of the show Hold, Aunt Bertha dies in episode two immediately.
Yeah,
before everybody else. And then amazingly dumb teenagers try to catch footballs and fall into the pit.
But aren't we going to resurrect Aunt Bertha?
The girls on bicycles fall into the pit.
We're going to bring her back and like reanimate her.
She's everywhere. Yeah, she's been caught in nuclear accidents. She's been hit by vehicles.
No way she can die. She's impervious. In fact, she's got iron skin now. She's been rebuilt so many times. She's got like superpowers.
Yeah, she does all the superpowers. She can only use three at a time.
Move at the speed of thought.
Boys and girls,
she can be Hitler.
If you would like a free
she can be Hitler and Jesus on the moon.
Right,
yeah, exactly, and the moon.
Bertha, dial a story.
Because once she died,
Box
she was powerful
one,
enough to do everything.
Grand Rapids. Michigan.
I like this one app that tells me where I am, and then it tells me where everything is around me.
Hi.
Does it tell you where Aunt Bertha is?
Hark, hark, the lark at heaven's gate sings, and feeble skins arise. Wake, for the sun who scattered into flight the stars before him from the field of night drives night along with them from heaven and strikes the Sultan's turret.
And then what happened?
With a shaft of light.
With a shaft of light?
Or with an alarm clock that somebody...
And that hit the turban?
The turret. The Sultan's turret.
The Sultan's
it
turban?
Clocked the Sultan on the turret with an alarm clock. And somebody's going to pay. Somebody's going to pay for this internet.
Yeah, what kind of thing... Or did that do any damage to the turret?
They threw shoes at Bush, and recently they were throwing them at somebody else. Do you remember who died?
I heard that guy that they threw the shoes at Bush, they told him he didn't really have to go to jail. They let him off. I thought they let him. They probably let it. They would have made him go to jail if he actually hit Bush. But since Bush was kind of dodging it.
Bush was good at dodging it.
He was
amazed.
You could tell he's done that before. He's been in a place where they've practiced throwing at him.
It was like a sports guy move.
He was good. You know, you could tell he had some sports past because he definitely had an eye on that.
That was
and then
really,
he was
really
like, he looked for the next one. It was like, he was ready.
Well, that was really amazing.
And that he understood.
Yeah.
The space of time between the first and second shoe.
But his eyes never took, he never left that guy. He was ready for that next throw. Hey, there's two shoes. There's going to be another one coming in a second.
Swimming the English
that
Channel.
That was my favorite
what it used to
thing
be.
Bush ever did.
Oil slick.
Was him dodging calm, those shoes.
Formerly turbulent waves.
When I was so proud of him then.
The
lights like,
of Calais.
That made me proud of his presidency.
My long paddle
from that
was
one
nearly
thing.
Entire,
when he dodged the shoes, I was like, that's my president. He can dodge shoes better than any president I've ever seen dodge shoes.
Dodging shoes.
I think every president, there should be like at some point of their presidency where they have to dodge some shoes. You know? This should be a new test for presidents. And not just in the United States. It should be a new test for presidents in every country that has a president.
I lift up
there should be a time during the inauguration where they have to get up and dodge some shoes. And we're going to watch them and see how good, how well they dodge.
Strength cometh.
If they can kind of like keep an eye on the shoe, on the trajectory of the shoe, and calculate where it's going to actually cross their plane of potential impact.
Just look at those beautiful skeletons.
In the radio.
In the future, people will wear special shoes just for the potential of being able to.
No, you won't want to throw your shoe away because there's going to be so much circuitry to power your cell phones and stuff in the
shoe. Your shoe will just come back to you, right?
Yeah. It'll
also walk back cost over too much. To you.
In the old days, you know, it's a $150 shoe. Now it's a $900 shoe because it actually protects you from bugs and from the sun.
But then it walks back to you.
It's like, oh, man, there's like...
It comes back. It's like a boomerang. You pay extra money, so it'll just come back to you. It
brings the cops with it.
And the coffee.
The green.
Because the cops are there and the donuts and coffee.
Until cops grow the next morning. I'll have the cinnamon bun.
Hey, what's happened to the Berkeley police? I'm really worried about them. I haven't seen them in a long time.
The green spirits away. We go there and we're like jilted lovers.
I was there. I got used to them protecting me while I was perched.